Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and you can see her stories in the Republican American in the newspaper or online at rep-am.com. Good morning there, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall, and a nice warm morning wish to you.
It's
11 degrees, you said?
It's 11 degrees here. I left the house. It was 8. It'll be one of those days. You know, it's going to be a nice, crisp winter day.
The sunshine, at least. So.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was looking at the list of Mondays every once in a while are just insane with meetings.
Yes, always. Tonight's the doubleheader in Falls Village with Finance Board and the selectmen, and also the Democratic Committee Coalition meets tonight. And for those who are interested, that's a Zoom meeting. Tomorrow we have Sharon Board of Selectmen. We have Kent Board of Selectmen. On Thursday, for those who are interested, there is the COG meeting, the Northwest Hills COG, as you know. There's a talk at 7 p.m., I believe, at Scoville Library on Sharon Chard. And there's a talk again on next Saturday. My dear friend Bernie Drew is talking at Scoville Library. So, and I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of other things.
I think the ABC has an executive meeting on Lisa Carter on her contract.
Right, that's true, executive committee. So
they're going to put that together.
Yeah, and they're still, ABC, not this week, but they're still working on search for an assistant superintendent. So we'll be hearing more of that. And the budget's meetings continue, so we'll be hearing more on that. As far as school goes, everybody knows we lost a treasure this week with the death of Ed Kirby. I'm still reeling. I mean, he was just such an integral part of the community. I served on the alumni school board with him and interviewed him for decades on all his books and activities, and we're going to miss that big mustache and twinkle in the eye.
Oh, the voice. The voice. As growing up, I was friends in the same class as Ann, but I was also friend with Ann, Ed, and Kevin, the young as family. And then when my brother played baseball, and he played for Ed Kirby as a coach. And then when I went to high school, Ed was principal. He went on to become – I mean, he was – always just a guy, and over the years he just never changed. He was Ed Kirby,
right.
And he was, you talk about a Renaissance man, a man that was well respected for his views on the Wild West, his unparalleled knowledge of the history of this area and the geology of this area.
Exactly.
And the amount of people he sent to the major leagues plus he managed to keep it all under control.
right. And I mean, who would have thought? He certainly didn't look his age or act his age, and he just was active right up until the end. And he just touched so many lives in this community, and we're all the better for it.
Absolutely. And, of course, there was a private funeral service for Ed, which was held over the weekend. There'll be a memorial once all this COVID-19 stuff is over,
mm-hmm.
and people will be able to, because people were expressing their feelings on Facebook, because there's no other way to do it right now.
Yeah,
there's people that are called giants in our area, he is a giant. No, Sharon lost another Bonnie Akjar passed away. This past week as well, but Ed was just in a class by himself, or not only here, but I think throughout the country. Just an amazing man.
Yes, he really, and everybody I interviewed was just really shaken. Amazing. Salisbury continues its discussions on Holly Place. That is the proposal for affordable housing at the corner of Millerton Road and Holly Street in Lakeville, and the housing committee, there are several groups that work on affordable housing in Salisbury. It does get a bit confusing, but they explained it very well, is proposing this, and they promised before it was gone goes officially before planning and zoning again. This is the second design. They would hold a meeting, a public meeting, to allow for comments, and they did. It was over an hour and a half meeting, and they took everybody's questions, and there were 160 people on that Zoom call. So it has sparked a lot of interest, as does affordable housing proposals everywhere. So I thought they did very well, and I applaud them for that.
You know, it's interesting. Salisbury has a couple of great options. They have, I think, the option that we're talking about now, the one by Holly Place. But you also have, for additional housing in the future, one of the plans of the Pope property would be possibly some housing as well. So Salisbury is one of those towns that has a couple of different locations, but now you've got Falls Village with their housing. Sharon has had affordable housing now for a while, and Norfolk has too. But if we want to keep local firemen and women and local ambulance drivers, you know, we're going to have to find housing for them.
Exactly. And so these always bring out, these are quite emotional, but you're absolutely right. People cannot afford to live here on certain salaries. And, of course, with COVID and people moving here full-time, the house prices have just skyrocketed. So that's something that's going to, we'll continue to hear about. And so onward and upward, Marshall.
You know, when you talk about people moving here, my brother Mark, of course, took over my mother's house, but his daughter came up and visited him a few times. They ended up buying a house in Cornwall.
Really?
They moved out of the city, and they one telecommutes, the other one goes down and takes the train into the city. But they moved up here out of New York City a couple of months ago.
Yes, Cornwall has gotten a lot of new folks. So.
Well, you look at the houses, the signs that go out for sale, and then you see sold.
Yeah. I mean, the realtor said, the ones who speak, say, you know, within a matter of days, they just come right off the market. It's amazing. COVID continues to be a presence in the area. Lisa Carter, our superintendent, keeps us informed of all the cases that are going on. There are testing going on, and there's vaccination sites in the area. So,
High Watch in Kent is
Kent
one of those sites.
Holding one, and Sharon Hospital, and
then Kent also every Monday today, weather permitting, has the testing.
At the transfer station.
Yeah, the testing at the transfer station, and that is open to anybody from New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. If you're in the area and you want to go there, it's absolutely free.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're fortunate here, because talk to folks from other areas and they're struggling to get tested or to get the vaccine, and hopefully the age group will go down pretty soon and it will cover more people able to get it.
I'm waiting for the 65s and older, which is meant to come, I think, probably sometime next week, where they'll open it up for appointments. But you know what the good news is? Case numbers and death numbers are now finally in this country starting to be on the decline.
Well,
finally.
Let's hope people are paying attention and doing
spring break. Just got to hold the line here, because it appears, if we can hold the line, that we're on that downward curve, which would be a blessing for everybody. And in Connecticut, restaurant owners are allowed to stay open later now.
Right.
You know, there's so many people in our area working in the restaurant and entertainment and hotel industry. Not only the owners, but the people who worked at those jobs that have been devastated.
Right.
Devastated.
And let's hope they are able to reopen, because some might not be. And it's been just an unbelievable nightmare for people. And let's hope we're coming out of this tunnel, and by spring and summer we can get maybe back to a little bit of normalcy.
All right. Well, Ruth, I want you to definitely keep your skis and your ice skates ready for this week.
Oh, and speaking of ice, the ice is in, says Don Malin at the lake.
Yeah, so. It came in, I think, a couple of days ago, but it was close. But it came in a couple of days ago, so finally the ice is in.
And warnings to be safe on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. Okay, Marshall, have a good week.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her work, of course, in the paper. You can pick it up at newsstands, get it home delivered, or rep-am.com on the web. And you can subscribe and get the stories that way as well.